When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, look, I'm ready to go. This is one of my favorite times of the year. The fall in general, right? Tiff, you and I have had this conversation a couple of times. Like, there's nothing better than October when college football season's rolling. The NFL season's rolling. You've got baseball playoffs, right? But in December, we get one of my favorite things to do. It's argue about college football. Because
I think one of your favorite things to do is argue regardless.
No, but it's especially about college football.
Let's call it debating.
Well, and argue is a loose term because it's a conversation, and it never should get – like, no one's walking away losing anything. Me and the fans. We're gaining something by having this sport, having this conversation, and it's fun. But I love the conversation about who deserves not. So much the fact that apparently I've gone back a year, and it's 2023, and there's only four teams that are allowed to get in, and there's 5 to 6 that people wanted to conversate about because I was having the conversation about last year's playoff and what it meant, and people getting hung up on that. But it's just so much fun because the reality is, and Mike said something to me this morning, and it hung with me because it's exactly what I said would happen, and I think a lot of us said it, I'm not alone in it, is we're talking about the fact that where Alabama's ranked in the current playoff, this year's playoff, and about how we're talking about Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina, along with Miami, who only has two, but those other three teams have three losses, and how in the reality of the situation, in no way, shape, or form, ever in college football, have any of those four teams been deserving, really, of being in the national championship conversation, or since there's been a playoff in that conversation. Yet here we are.
You touched on brands yesterday. That's what you were talking about. Brand name teams always being in the mix.
And that's the only reason why they're in the mix right now, is because there's a couple of them that are brand names. But none of those teams in any year, really, are deserving of being in the national championship conversation. But because we expanded the playoff, suddenly, we're talking about those teams. Like, Steven Garcia played for South Carolina. He's quarterback. I think most of you guys remember him. Played in the SEC Championship game the year they played against Cam Newton. Steve Spurrier was the coach. And he said, if it's not rigged, then South Carolina will be in the playoffs. That's what he said Sunday or Saturday night one after the South Carolina beat Clemson. No, not really, Steven. And I love Steven Garcia. I've got a chance to hang out with him a couple of times. He's a fun guy, smart guy. But no, not really. They're not. There's not deserving. When you have a 24-point home loss, you're not deserving. Of course, Alabama has a 20-point road loss. And they, if SMU wins on Saturday, they're in.
Yeah.
And Tiffany hasn't even got a chance to give us the who's ranked where.
Not, but that's all right.
But I think they're 11 right now, or 12. They're 12, actually.
I didn't even have a chance to talk. The crossover or that one. I'm ready to go.
I love this conversation. I am.
You want to get some words in before I read this list?
I mean, Well, no, go ahead and hit the list first. Yeah, okay. Go ahead and hit the list first.
All right, so you got Oregon at 1, Texas at 2, Penn State 3, Notre Dame 4, Georgia at 5, Ohio State 6, 7 is Tennessee, 8 SMU, 9 Indiana, 10 Boise State, 11 Alabama, 12 Miami, 13 Ole Miss, and as you mentioned with South Carolina, kind of on the outside of this 12-team thing at 14.
You've essentially last night, guys. You eliminated Miami, Ole Miss, and South Carolina. They got eliminated. He said it himself in the presser. And I swear to y'all, and a lot of y'all don't believe me, but the ones who know me understand this. I swear I'm not saying this as a Bama guy. I'm looking at this and going, Miami's just out. There's no wiggle room. And he comes to this and he says basically the teams that are not playing this weekend will not move. And the only way that Bama gets left out of this, and I still don't even know if I agree with it, the only way they get left out is for SMU to get beat by Clemson and SMU to jump them. And even last night when he was asked about that, he said that it's possible that SMU with a loss could fall back behind in Alabama. So, and the reason I struggle with that is because it's a 13th data point. I would have to think that SMU would get a nod over Alabama, but I'm trying to remove myself from the situation because I look at Alabama as a proud alum and I look at them as a flawed football team. A team that lost by 3 touchdowns against a bad Oklahoma team, and you haven't lost a regular season game by 3 touchdowns probably in 20 years. And and it might have been against Oklahoma freaking 20 years ago, 21 years ago, the last time you lost a game that bad. So it's been interesting because I've been like, man, I don't know if Bama deserves that spot. And then you look at the teams around them, and I go, well, I don't know if any of them deserve that spot either. And I know that there's Miami fans that are up in arms. South Carolina, to your point, I understand the South Carolina argument right now. They're one of the better teams in the country, but you can't look at two teams in front of you that you lost head up to and say that you need to jump them. That's how I feel. So it was an interesting night for sure, and I think you got a really good look at probably what we'll be looking at on Sunday.
Well, I asked Tiff, where do you want me to start? Who do you want me to start with?
All right.
Because, I mean, we could start everywhere, I think.
Yeah. Well, then let's take South Carolina.
Okay.
Can you make a case for them to be in?
Sure. They're the hottest team in the country. They got wins over Clemson, who could be in the playoff, and Texas A&M. The A&M win, at the time, looked huge. They were a one-loss team. They were rolling, and they got boat raced. They beat them by 24.
Yes. Yeah.
I would make the argument, too, and I said this yesterday, I would make the argument that Lenora Sellers being hurt in the middle of that LSU game, I think that's their number one argument. Basically, okay, you can say we've got 3 losses. One of those losses probably shouldn't happen, and we know the committee has taken injuries into effect.
They didn't last year with Florida State, if you remember.
No, but they did. I mean,
but they didn't get it.
They didn't get in because
that's
of
what
you're saying.
I thought you were saying actually making the case for people to get in despite injury.
No. Okay. I'm saying that their argument could be, hey, we had an injured quarterback against LSU in the middle of the game, and that was a game they were winning at a certain point, and they weren't able to get it done. When you take that into consideration, there's been times in the past where they've gotten the benefit of the doubt because of quarterbacks.
Was he hurt against Ole Miss?
No.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not being a jerk. I'm not being a jerk.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I know,
and I am too. Was he hurt against Alabama?
No.
Yeah.
And he played really well, actually.
He did, but you still lost. So that's why I can't put you over either one of those teams. I mean, I'm sorry, but we still have to live in a world where head to heads matter.
I know, but can you at least follow me along the lines of if they had beat LSU, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
Oh, if they beat LSU, that's my point.
Even with the head to head losses, it wouldn't be a conversation.
And the reality of the situation of why you lost LSU really didn't have anything to do with Sellers. It had to do with a controversial call.
It was a bad call.
Where. You know, and it sucks because this is not how the conversation is not supposed to work. But your season comes down to a boneheaded play where if you just don't do something silly, this penalty probably doesn't come out, right? That's it. I mean, now you go to Georgia.
Shoved a quarterback on interception.
It was unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Okay.
Whether it was a justified call or not, it's one of those things where you just don't do it. It's boneheaded. It's a disciplined play. And that, I don't want to see that cost you because it shouldn't have. right? It shouldn't come down to one play. It's a multitude of plays. The reality is you can say that's it, but if you don't you beat Ole Miss or Alabama, and maybe if you don't get blown out by Ole Miss, you're ahead of them. You still had chances to win. And I like what Pat Forty told us yesterday, that the entire season matters, not the last six or seven games. And that's why Georgia's in. That's why Bama right now is sitting there. It's why Ohio State didn't fall more, honestly.
And the thing I will say, there's good and bad, I think, if you're an Alabama guy looking at it. There's good and bad. I think you've been bad on the road, but you've been good against pro-style quarterbacks. And that's really the caveat I think Bama fans are looking at. Why in you guys' opinion does Miami not have a better argument?
I'm fine with. I was going to actually bring up Miami, and I'm fine. They just lost to Syracuse, and I'm not. No disrespect to Syracuse, but sure. I'm fine with them being out the mix, right? At least right now, they're at 12. So
yeah, they can't move.
They can't move.
They're done.
Yeah, and a Big 12 champion will jump them,
right?
Because both of those were beneath them. Because
they had two bad losses. I mean, and again, Georgia Tech is a good football program, but they've had two losses to unranked teams now.
Yeah. So, couple their two losses, to your point, Tiff, with two unranked teams, with having to, the way they had to win, 38-34 at home, 39-38 comeback fashion against Cal on the road, 52-45 Louisville. You never looked overly dominant other than against Florida first week of the season and then really bad teams like Ball State and Florida A&M. You never looked dominant at any point during the season overly. And you had a weaker schedule, and it doesn't matter the conference you play in. It was about the strength of schedule, and it wasn't there. And they're not going to reward mediocre play against bad teams.
There's a lot to discuss when it comes to the college football playoff rankings. I'm going to go ahead and just throw this out there, put it on your radar. 8 o'clock is the wake-up call. You want to make your case for your team?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Give us a shout then.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.